Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. Ringing in the years. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Also, ageofthecustomer.com. That's the book website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. You can find out all about what I mean by that. And in fact, you can find out so much, you might even be able to between both websites, find out all you need about The Age of the Customer without buying the book. But you know how happy it would make me if you did buy the book. So I know you want to make me happy. So you can find out how to do that there at ageofthecustomer.com. Bud Belanich is here, ladies and gentlemen. Bud's back. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the common sense guy, author of an outstanding book, Four Secrets of a High-Performing Organization. That's just one of many books you've written, right, Bud?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How many?
But I tell you what, I wish any of them were as good as your new book. People might find stuff on the website, but they should buy that one. I love it.
I appreciate you saying that, Bud. And Bud Belanich, just like it sounds, .com is the website, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're talking about these four secrets that are no longer secrets now. We're revealing them, folks, to becoming a high-performing organization. First, we talked about being clear and being committed. Now let's talk about execution.
Well, you got to do the right things the right way, and I think that execution is just really, really important. I think that sometimes, though, small business owners, myself included, get a little too focused on execution, and we forget about the clarity and the commitment parts. But you basically need to be able to, do the things that are important and do them well, and that really depends on what your business is and what you need to be doing.
One thing about it is the being clear part and the being committed. You can run down the road a little ways with those off the rails. The relationships, you can get by for a day or two without those being off the rails. But if you're off the rails on execution, you're not going to make payroll this Friday, are you?
No, you're not. No, you're not. You have to deliver on what you're saying you're going to do. You have to have the systems in place that allow you to be able to be successful. If, in fact, look at somebody like Zappos, for example. You know, tremendous example of somebody who executes well. You want to buy a pair of shoes or you want to buy a whole lot of other things from them, you just get on their website. It works very well. A couple days later, the shoes show up. You try them on. They don't fit. There's a return shipping label to take it back for free. And so, in other words, they're very good at taking your order, at fulfilling your order, and fixing any problems that you might have with your order. And that's the kind of model I think you need to keep in mind when it comes to execution, because you need to be, once you know what business you're in and you have everybody committed to actually following that, you then need to be able to be very skillful in how you execute the key aspects of what your business is about.
And the other thing that you got to do, and this is something I talk about all the time, Bud, in your execution, while you're executing, don't do it in such a way that it creates a casualty list among your people. This is something I'm seeing a lot these days, especially at the corporate level, Bud. Our businesses executing, and in the process, they're creating casualty lists of their people. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that sometimes people get so focused on execution and, that they actually make it difficult for their people to do the job.
Yeah.
You can tell if you call some sort of a helpline and the person is being measured by his or her ability to handle so many calls in a given hour.
Right.
In other words, you can tell what they're trying to do is get you off the phone, transfer
right.
you to another department, or get you onto their website or something like
mm-hmm.
that, as opposed to somebody who will stay on the phone, with you for like 10, 15, 20 minutes if that's right. what it takes to solve your problem.
If it's necessary, right. Exactly. No, I'll tell you, folks, in my opinion, the measurement of quality execution is when you get the job done and your people are happy about it.
Exactly.
And I don't mean happy like in, you know, you make their lives happy. They're proud of what happened and they're proud of the organization. But I got a minute left. Let's talk about relationships.
Well, relationships are real important. Your whole book is about relationships, particularly with customers. I mm-hmm. love where you talk about moment of relevance, because I'm talking about external relationships. These are the relationships that you build with your customers, your suppliers, and you have to manage them well, and you have to do it particularly, I love your term, the moment of relevance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you saying that, Bud, and you're right. Relationships, and of course, when we talk about relationships, since we've been talking in other areas about internal folks, I think of relationships, I think of the externals, the vendors, your banker, whoever. You've got to have those supporting cast members, don't you?
Yes, you do. And, you know, you can't forget about your communities. I mean, look
right.
at these days, the whole controversy about fracking.
Yep.
You know, you have to make sure that people feel comfortable
yep.
that what you're doing underneath the place
Absolutely.
Where they live.
Hey, Bill, hey, Bud, I need your website again, please.
BudBilanich.com.
Can they find this book on your website, Four Secrets?
Yes, sir.
All right, so check all that out, folks, at BudBilanich.com. Bud, thanks again for being here. Come back again real soon.
My pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Bud Bilanich, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.